Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. 437-1620 if you'd like to join the conversation today and send us a text message or give us a call. Our next guest in the studio is Maggie. She is from the City of Pensacola Parks and Rec Department. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you.
So I understand that you oversee all things athletics for the city. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, I do. So the Parks and Rec Department has the athletics division. And so we oversee almost any and all of your sport leagues, anything from youth, so starting at 5 years old, any of the adults, all the way up through seniors. So we have people 5 to 105 that participate in different programs.
Oh, wow. So I need you said it, so I'm bringing this up now. 105.
Currently, the oldest participant that we have is 101.
Okay. So what sports are they engaged in?
She does swimming and table tennis.
That is nice. Mm-hmm. That's awesome that, you know, again, sometimes you make age an excuse to not exercise as you get older or be active, and there's somebody who's 101 doing that.
Absolutely. I wake up sometimes sore from playing tennis or just being out there at work. And then I think about like, oh, she's out there playing table tennis and then hopping in the pool. So I think I can suck it up for a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm. And you also mentioned 5. So what activities are they getting involved in at a young age like that?
So almost any of our sport leagues that we offer. So we have basketball and soccer, baseball, and then football typically starts a little bit later.
Okay, nice. So I know that you stopped by the studio today to talk about senior games. So tell us about that event.
Yeah, so the Pensacola Senior Games, we are celebrating our 34th year of the Pensacola Senior Games. So it is Olympic style games that we have every 2 weeks in September. So we have 23 different events and sports or activities that you can participate in throughout this 2 week time span. So it's a crazy 2 weeks, but it's one of our most fun things that we get to do. So we have anything from swimming to track and field. We do pickleball, tennis, bowling. We have table tennis, basketball, shooting, and then participants that participate in the Pensacola Senior Games actually get the opportunity to go participate at the state level, which happens every December. This year it's in Pasco County. And then participating in state can get you all the way to the National Senior Games. And this year it's in Des Moines. Well, in 2025 it's in Des Moines.
Okay. So it's Olympic style. So is there gold, silver, bronze?
Absolutely.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. And so depending on what you participate in, such as like track and field, I mean, you may participate in all 5 different of our running events. You can get 5 gold medals.
That's amazing. So with them medaling, does medaling count for the state next step, or is it just gold medalists who advance, or how does that work?
No, so almost all of our participants get to go. We can send up to 5 per age group per event. Mm-hmm. Depending on the different types of sports. But then that also includes, are they Florida residents or they're not? So almost every single participant that participates in the Pensacola Senior Games, if they'd like to participate at the state level, are able to.
Okay. Maggie from the City of Pensacola Parks and Rec Department is our guest. 437-1620 if you have any questions for Maggie today. Seniors, it seems like with certain things out there, what qualifies as a senior now? Is it 55? Is it 62? What is it?
Oh, well, it's 50.
Okay.
And actually it's 49. As long as you turn 50 within this calendar year, you are allowed to play in the Pensacola Senior Games.
I am 1 year away from that. Thank you.
Next year, we'll get you out there. We can do a live presentation out there while you're playing.
That is funny. So once again, what are the dates on this?
So actually today is the first day of the games. Mm-hmm. It's tennis. So it's a great day to be playing tennis.
A little bit of rain out there.
A little bit of rain. But so today is our first day, and we will wrap it up on Friday the 20th mm-hmm. with track and field.
Okay. Are there any... what am I trying to say here? Are there any cost requirements for the event?
Yeah, so the games cost $10, so your registration fee is $10, and that includes your first event and a t-shirt, and then any medals that you get is included in that. And then every additional event that you participate in is $1.
Mm. And so where are these events being held?
So they're being held at a bunch of different places throughout, mainly within the city's Parks and Rec Department. So some of our different community centers, the Cecil T. Hunter Pool. Then we also use Osceola Golf Course and then the UWF track, like where the soccer field is and the baseball fields for our track and field events.
That's wonderful that you have those partnerships.
Yeah.
So I'm also going to say City of Pensacola. So is this open to city residents or is this open to Escambia County residents?
This is actually open to anyone. We've had participants come from several states away to be able to participate, or from other places in Florida because we are a qualifier for state. So if you say you lived in Jacksonville and you missed the qualifier for the Jacksonville games, you can come here. So, but typically residents are the ones who participate in it, but we've had people from all over come and participate.
Wonderful. So once again, Maggie from City of Pensacola Parks and Rec Department is our guest, 437-1620. If you have any questions for her, is the event or the Olympics open to county residents who want to just come and observe?
Absolutely. We actually have a family that makes this their yearly family reunion. And so a lot of them participate in track and field, and the entire family comes out. They all have their green t-shirts on with Reynolds on the back. It is awesome. So and coming to watch is absolutely free.
That's awesome. So if they wanted to get additional details on the Senior Olympics, where do they go for that?
If they wanted more information, they can go to our website, which is playpensacola.com. And that is actually, they can find all of our information there about the Senior Games. They can also call the Vickery Center. And that number is 850-912-4056.
Once again, Maggie from City of Pensacola Parks and Rec Department is our guest. You're listening to Pep Talk, and we will be back right after this.
Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
FSU football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU football watch party central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go!
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at George Stone Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe. Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, PJ. If you have any questions today, 437-1620. In the studio with me, we have Maggie from the City of Pensacola Parks and Rec Department. I know that you also oversee adult athletics as well. Tell me about that.
Correct. Yes. So we run our adult leagues mainly out of Exchange Park, which is over off of Bayou. So many people don't know that we actually have this park, but in the middle of off of Bayou, kind of behind like the Ashley Club Apartments, there is actually four big softball fields and a softball complex.
Oh, nice. And so I know that you have some softball events coming up.
Yes. Yeah, so we do have our adult leagues coming up. It'll start in October. We are ending our summer leagues. We are getting ready for the postseason championships for those leagues. And then our fall leagues will start right back up behind that and go October through December. And we are currently taking registration for that.
Okay. So with that, what are the age brackets, I guess?
The age brackets is just 18 plus. So any team can have anyone of any age, just as long as they are 18 years of age or older.
Okay. How many teams are usually participating each year?
Ooh, so each division is actually a little different. This past summer, we actually had 22 men's teams, which is the most we've had in several years, probably since COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can cap it at 24, which would give us 12 games a night.
Oh, wow. So they play the season. At the end of the season, what do the winners get?
They get a picture and a plaque. They get their name on our plaque.
Nice. So with being softball, are there any sort of like waivers that they have to sign or registration forms? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we do a team roster that they fill out that the manager oversees. They pick their own teams, and then they'll fill out all the waiver forms as part of the registration packet and then turn that back into us.
Okay, and then what in terms of cost, what do the teams pay for participating?
So it depends each season, because it depends on how many games we can actually fit in per season. So this season we will do, it's an 8-game season or 8-game league.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be $275.
Okay.
Yeah. So it comes out to be, if you have 12 people on your team, it comes out to about $25 a person.
Okay. Nice. And so it's softball. I'm imagining that, you know, the public showing up, there's concessions, things like that.
Yeah, so we have a concession stand that is open each night that we have games, and it's open to anyone that wants to just come out and watch. We do have several times we have free agents who are looking to join a team or want to be involved or just be as a pickup player. So we always invite people to come out and just watch, cheer on people, and then it's a great way to meet other people and socialize. And then a lot of times, if you are looking to play, but you just don't know people to get involved with a team, you can then kind of get to meet people. And a lot of times they're always looking for more players or for pickup players, and then they can join them in on the game.
So are there businesses in town that have teams, or I'm thinking ahead to like the jerseys and stuff like that.
Right.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. So we do have several teams who are sponsored by their business. So some businesses are all about having their employees get together after work, which I think is wonderful. And you come out and play, and that camaraderie. And so they pay for their employees to come out and play.
That's awesome. So they're getting helmets, access to bats, and everything?
That all is through the team. So team, okay. They do have to wear uniforms, but the teams get to pick their uniforms. So they can go out and decide whatever uniforms they would like to have. And there are lots of different uniform companies around here, and some design them. Some teams have a specific design that they've had for years. And they will wear the same, you know, they'll just wear the same jersey every year or every season.
Okay. Who's playing the role of umpire and individuals who score the game? Who handles all that?
So we have umpires and we also have scorekeepers. So the scorekeepers get to sit in our little booths and help keep the score. And then we also have umpires that we hire. So they're part of our staff. They're part of our official staff.
Okay, nice. So is there anything else that people need to be aware of with the softball?
So registration is going on now.
Mm-hmm.
And so the best way to get registered would be to go onto the Play Pensacola website. That's playpensacola.com. And you can, so that which will then take you to our individual league page that has our registration forms. And since registration does end quicker this season than normal, which is September 20th. They can fill out that registration form. Just the manager for the team fills that out, and they can email that back to us.
Wonderful. All right. Once again, Maggie from the City of Pensacola Parks and Rec Department is our guest. 850-437-1620 if you'd like to join the conversation and ask any questions on our text line. Kickball.
Yes.
That sounds fun.
I'm going to say if I was going to play one of the two, it would be kickball. But that is just because I'm not very coordinated. I've tried playing softball, and it's not pretty. Mm-hmm. My boss would probably kill me because she is a great softball player. She actually played for UWF, and me, not so much.
You're not alone. I grew up playing lots of sports, and baseball, softball, those were the ones that I was worst at. So
yeah, I play tennis. I love tennis. Softball. You would think that I could like swing or like throw a ball, and it's actually it's pretty bad being in athletics and to see me throw a ball, mm-hmm. but. But kickball, we also have that as well. And it is on Wednesday nights. And same thing kind of with our softball league, except for, you know, I want to say it's a little bit more laid back. I don't know if everyone would agree with me, but, mm-hmm. It's kind of more of that you have that recess vibe and you don't, it's going to sound bad, but you don't have to be as maybe like, hand-eye coordinated, you know, so which, but we do definitely have some athletes that come out there and play, and they have some great games, and they're just a lot of fun to watch. So same thing with registration. It's going on right now, and it'll end September 20th. Mm-hmm. They can go to our website and get that registration form. It's actually the same form. You just click which league you want to play in, mm-hmm. and then you just send it in, and we will start up around the same time. And then we have games on Wednesday nights, and the game times are either 6:30, 7:30, or 8:30.
Okay. Sounds good. And which park is that played at?
That's also at Exchange.
Okay. Wonderful. Yeah. Maggie from City of Pensacola Parks and Rec is our department, 437-1620. If you'd like to join the conversation, we will be back with more right after this.
Hey there, home buyers and sellers. I'm Will.
And I'm Angela.
With Cannell and Company Realty.
Your dynamic real estate duo.
We're not just realtors, we're real estate MVPs. With a game plan tailored to your needs, we'll score you the home of your dreams.
Whether it's finding the perfect starter home or selling to upgrade, your goals are our goals, and we'll make sure you come out on top.
So when it comes to real estate, trust us at buysellcannell.com.
That's buysellcannell.com.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing, and that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Monday at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising this Monday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 437-1620 if you'd like to join the conversation today. Once again, in the studio with me is Maggie from the City of Pensacola Parks and Rec Department. Thanks again for being here. So we were talking a little bit about kickball and the leagues that are starting up. What's the costs associated with being in that?
So the kickball league is going to be the same this season as our softball league, which will be the $275 per team.
Okay. And how many teams can you accommodate for kickball?
For kickball, we can accommodate up to 12.
Okay, perfect. And I know that we were talking off air a little bit about it, about a league that's coming back. So ladies softball.
Yes. So our ladies softball, we haven't had that in a couple of years, and we are trying to bring that back. We have several ladies in town who would want to play. Mm-hmm. We do offer a co-ed league currently, which is this is also on Wednesday nights, and it's kind of run the same way as our men's. It's just it's co-ed. Mm-hmm. But we are trying to get the ladies back involved, and a lot of women want to play and come out, but there's not necessarily that opportunity. So what we are doing is instead of it being a team registration, how our other ones are, that you actually have to basically sign up as a team and already have that team established, we are doing it more as an open draft process. So you can sign up individually, and same thing, you would go to our website, that registration form, you would fill all that information out. The questions are a little bit different because it is an individual registration form, and it's just $25 to register. And then we will help put teams together. So obviously, if you and your friend want to play together, you know, write that in, and we'll definitely pitch all together. We're not trying to split people up, especially if there are almost full teams or half teams, things like that. We just we want to be able to have that opportunity for people, and that's really hard to start when there's not already, you know, like teams established that people can just join in on.
Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking college students who are maybe already maybe part of a softball team, but they want to do a little bit more playing, or if you're a women-owned business and you're looking for some team building opportunities, this would be a good opportunity for them.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we have so many women around here who played in high school or played in college, and you know, they're looking for that opportunity to get in and play, and maybe sometimes co-ed just isn't always, you know, it's not as much fun, or they're looking for a little bit more of a challenge or just things like that. So this kind of gives them that opportunity. Plus, it's just another night to play. So even if you love playing co-ed, this is on Tuesday nights. You can now play two nights a week.
Okay. Time flies.
Oh, yeah.
One more time with the website. Where do they go for information?
So our website is www.playpensacola.com.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.